also this is a great topic. This Kiddush HaChodesh, if you had a chance to look up in the Maror Makomos, the issue of what I call delayed Kiddush HaChodesh or Kiddush HaChodesh L'mafreya. I grew up with the assumption that once Beis Din declares either the previous month was 29 days, day 30 is Rosh Chodesh, or the previous month was 30 days, and then the next day is Rosh Chodesh, day 31, that's it, right? You're done. Your calendar is set. The famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which we're going to reference now, says that whatever Beis Din says goes, right? Atem, right? The Asher Tikru is some, but we read it, it's without a vav, so read it like Atem. Whatever you declare, Atem Afilu Mutin, Shogin, Mizidin, yeah, no matter what, that's it. We're going to see tonight that it's not necessarily so. That, in fact, you could declare the Chodesh based on, you know, whatever evidence, whatever testimony comes in, and then Edim or Eshtay, whatever testimony did not come in, because the witnesses show up later that month. They say, we saw the moon on day 29, and presto, you're going to change everything around and declare Rosh Chodesh was the wrong day. That everything that we did was wrong. That's what we're going to find out tonight, the possibility of Kiddush HaChodesh L'mafreya, retroactive Kiddush HaChodesh. A remarkable concept, but true. Take a look, please, on your sheet at the Mishnah and Gemara in Rosh Hashanah first. The Mishnah says, Al Shnei Chadashim Achal Nes HaShabbos. This is referring to the Edim. For 2 months out of the year, the Edim will actually break Shabbos to get to Yerushalayim, meaning they saw the moon Friday night, right? And they need to get to the Beis Din. So they're going to break Shabbos in order to get to Beis Din. What are those months? Nisan and Tishrei. Shebahen shluchim yotzin l'Surya, ubahen metaknes ha'maodos. Those are the months when the shluchim have to go all the way out to Surya to let everybody know when Pesach is going to be, when Sukkot is going to be. And bahen metaknes ha'maodos, that's when they would set up the Yamim Tovim. The two go hand in hand. Ukshaya beis hamikdash kayim achal nafal kulan. However, when you had a beis hamikdash, you do this for all the months. The mipneta kanasa karban, because you wanted to make sure the karban would be done appropriately, which we're going to assume for now, as Rashi is going to say, that means the karban of Rosh Chodesh. In other words, if the Edim don't get to Beis Din after they saw the moon Friday night, you're not going to know whether to bring the karban musa for Rosh Chodesh the next day or not. That's a longer discussion. What exactly the concern is, but that's what we take it right now. The Gemara then asks, I don't understand. You're saying the shluchim go out to Syria only for Nisan and Tishrei? Is that really true? Al shnei chadashim v'sulo, only for those 2 months? Riminu al shisha chadashim ashluchim yotzin. Riminu is always a question where I have a parallel source that says the opposite. Riminu, literally from the word rami in Aramaic, to throw, right? I'm throwing this source against the other source. This one says 6 months out of the year the shluchim go out. So Amar Abaye, Hachika, Amar Abaye says, yeah, this is the way to read the Mishnah. Al kula hashluchan yotzin mi ba'erev, al nisan va tishrei ad shiyish mu'ipi beis din mekudash. For all the other months, the shluchan go out from the night before, right? For this one, they wait for the beis din to declare mekudash, for the beis din to say that Rosh Chodesh is set. So again, you have We just wrapped source number one. You have the Mishnah making the statement that the witnesses who see the moon Friday night break Shabbos to get to the Beis Din, for Nisan and Tishrei specifically. Whereas in earlier days, when the shluchim went out for every month, then you would actually do it. They would break Shabbos to get there for every month on the calendar. It's only nowadays that they only do for Nisan and Tishrei. Take a look at Rashi, please. First Rashi that I bring you there in source number 2, Shevahem Shluchim, that on these months the messengers will go out to Surya. Beis Din Sholchem L'Surya. Beis Din sends these people out to Surya. L'Hodiya L'Gola Yom Kviyusam, to inform everybody what day was declared as Rosh Chodesh. Helchach Chashivi. Therefore, these are important, these months. U'min Atar Machal Makulan. Biblically, Rashi says, this is a very important point, biblically, the witnesses would break Shabbos for every month. Aval Rabbanan Asru, the Rabbanan said, don't do it. Lefi She'ein Tikkun HaMoedos Toli Bahem, because the calendar doesn't depend on whether you got Tammuz right or not. Yom Tov isn't going to rise or fall based on whether you have the right date for Tammuz. We don't care if it ends up being Mala, ends up being Chaser, based on the witnesses or lack thereof, right? Let's say the witnesses see the moon Friday night. Shabbos comes and goes, no one shows up. So what's going to happen? Basil will declare Sunday Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz is going to be a Sunday. Nothing's going to break. But for these 2 months, they said, no, go with the biblical law, you break Shabbos. Because all of the Yomim Tovim depend upon them. So Rashi is telling me something that I am very surprised about. The Mechas Chinuch is too. I mean, frankly, I probably wouldn't have been as bothered if the Mechas Chinuch wasn't bothered. But he confirmed that this is a problem. Rashi is telling me that for all the other months, the witnesses don't show up, so Rosh Chodesh ends up being Sunday. It's life. But for Tishrei and Nisan, if they don't show up and Rosh Chodesh ends up being Sunday, that's a big deal. What I want to know is, why is it a big deal for Tishrei and Nisan? Rashi says, because then all the Yomim Tovim are going to be thrown off. Therefore what?
It has to do with the rain, davening not for Tal, maybe?
Yeah.
It'll be on time.
You gotta be on time when you're diving for rain.
Yeah.
Maybe. What's the big problem here? Why is this such a stunning statement, besides Tal and Geshem? You hear say Tal all year long anyway. There's something fundamentally wrong here. We just said, when we introduced this, right, in the very beginning, it was 6 minutes ago, not that long ago, we made the statement that whatever Beis Din sets up is correct. If Beis Din makes a mistake, it's still correct. If Beis Din gets it wrong on purpose, it's still correct. So Manashah, what do you mean it's going to be wrong? Oh no, Sukkot is going to be the wrong day. Sukkot cannot be the wrong day. Pesach cannot be the wrong day. If Beis Din says, that day is Sukkot, that day is Sukkot. What is Rashi talking about? He says, we need to make sure that the witnesses get to Beis Din on time, because otherwise, Rosh Chodesh is going to be Sunday. So Rosh Chodesh will be Sunday. So Sukkot will be 2 weeks from then. But then over Pesach. What are you all hung up about, Rashi? So that's one thing that we need to understand, is what's our hang up about Yom Tov being on the wrong day? There is no such thing as a wrong day. It's like when people tell me that Sukkot is early this year. No, Sukkot is when it is. September may be early this year or late this year, however you want to do it. What do you mean? This is, I don't understand that first quote from Rashi. Next, we continue in Rashi still. Takonas Hakarban. We said that the reason why they would ordinarily violate Shabbos for each month is because of the fixing of the carbon. What carbon are you talking about? Rosh Chodesh, like we said when we read the Mishnah. Sheyakru Bizmano. For the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, to make certain we're going to bring the carbon Musaf of Rosh Chodesh properly. All right, we're going to come back to that. That's not so noticeable yet. It will be. But then look at the Rashi al Nisan Val Tishrei. Rashi gives you a whole story here. Uncharacteristically long discussion here in this Rashi regarding Nisan and Tishrei. He says, for Nisan and Tishrei, Ein Shluchim Yotzin Ad Sheyishmu Mipi Beis Din Mekudosh. The Shluchim did not leave the Beis Din for those months until they heard the Beis Din declare Mekudosh. Right? Which is what the Gemara said. Rashi didn't invent that. Hilkach, but therefore, Bishar Chadashim Ein Chilol Shabbos Shal Eidim in Meheres Yitzias HaShluchim. When it comes to the other months, the fact that the witnesses rushed to show up doesn't really hasten the departure of the Shluchim anyway. Because they were going to leave from the night before anyway. Shein Shluchim Bechal and Shabbos Latzis Hayom. The Shluchim didn't break Shabbos, so they're not leaving on Shabbos. Ukshalob Miyavo Eidim Hayom. And if witnesses don't show up on Shabbos, he's Aber HaChodesh. It means the previous month ends up being 30 days. Saturday night is Rosh Chodesh. Vakol Yodim Shein Kitshu Lamachar. And everybody's going to know it. Everybody's going to know that Beis Din is going to declare it on Sunday, because there are no other choices. You can't go to Monday. You can't make the previous month a 31-day month. Does everyone visually get the calendar on this? The day 29 was Friday. Okay? Shabbos is day 30. Your only choices are Rosh Chodesh is going to be Shabbos or it's going to be Sunday. Witnesses didn't show up on Shabbos, So all right, that means that that Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. So everybody's going to know it, and the shluchim don't wait to hear Beis Din declare Mekudash, right? Right? They're not. That's what we just said. The shluchim for most months are not waiting, so they're going to go Saturday night. So therefore, whether the witnesses broke Shabbos or not, they didn't change anything. The shluchim are going to depart Saturday night to say, okay, that's it. The month was Me'ubar. Aval b'nisan v'tishrei. Now, Elul is an odd word to you. I'm not sure. We might come back to the word Elul there, but let's leave it be for now. Aval b'nisan v'tishrei. When it comes to Nisan and Tishrei, whole different ballgame. Im lo yavo ha'edim hayom v'yisabar ha'chodesh. If witnesses don't show up today, Shabbos, and so the month becomes a 30-day month, lo yetzu ha'shluchim ad machar, then the shluchim are not going to depart until the next day. Right? Because they have to hear the word Mekudash. Shein Beis Din Mekachim Balayla, Beis Din isn't sitting that night. Nimtzu Mematin Es Hiluchon Malach Laila V'Yoser. You lose the full night and then a little bit into the next day. Okay, it's not how. He Rashi, I need to spell it out for you. Im Yavo Ha'edim V'Yidu V'Yikachu B'Shabbos. If witnesses show up and they testify and everything is done on Shabbos, V'Yei Pesach B'Shabbos, such that the first of Nisan ends up being Shabbos and therefore the 15th of Nisan is Shabbos. Right? First day of Pesach is a Shabbos. Yesh zman l'shluchim malach shnemasar yom shleimim. So they have 12 full days to make this trip. Shari l'matzoi Shabbos yetzu, because they're going to leave Saturday night. V'yelchu kol yimei achol shal shnei shavuos halalu shleimim. And then they'll travel on all the weekdays that remain in the next 2 weeks. V'im, I don't know what happens where they make Pesach. I guess they make Pesach on the border of Syria. V'im lo bo ha'edim hayom. And if the witnesses don't show up today, Shabbos, they ain't gone until Sunday. And they're not going to be able to travel on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach either. Right? Now you've put Rosh Chodesh to Sunday. So therefore Shabbos is Erev Pesach. That great calendar. When you have Shabbos and Erev Pesach. I love Shabbos and Erev Pesach. Everyone else doesn't like it because it makes you frantic Shabbos morning and getting in your Seuda in time and all that. But it's the only luach when you can come into the Seder fully rested. Because you couldn't do anything all day anyway. You get a good nap. Who naps on Erev Pesach? That's the only way. Anyway, he says, that's what you'll end up with as your schedule. And the result is, Erev Pesach is a Shabbos, and they can't travel. And they won't have traveled for 12 days to let people know.
Obviously, 12 days is the amount of time it takes to get to that furthest point.
Yes. Otherwise, that would be a magic number. Right. The Im Tomar. Now, you might ask, he says, I'm gonna jump this last point as interesting as it is. I may come back to it later, but it doesn't hit our. It's not directly germane to our discussion. So I'm gonna jump the end of Rashi. We may come back to it. So Rashi says, this is Rashi's key piece of information for us, that biblically you should violate Shabbos for all the months. However, rabbinically, they said, don't bother. We don't have a carbon for Rosh Chodesh anymore. So just do it for Tishrei and Nisan. Right? Then the Rabbanan are going to say, don't do it. And regarding the Gemara's question and answer about why only for those 2 months and all that, the answer is, we need to make sure the Shluchim are going to get out quickly. Okay. So the Menchas Chinuch asks several questions regarding Rashi's take on this Gemara. First of all, you're telling me, Midyal Raisa, the witnesses can break Shabbos to get to Beis Din for every single month. And the Rabbanan said, don't? I don't understand. Why did the Torah say break Shabbos to get there? What's the logic in the Torah saying break Shabbos in order to get there? It's not about Shluchim getting out to Syria.
It's about having the right day.
It's about having the right day? Why?
That was the carbon, no?
No. What did I miss? Let's say, again, the moon should have been visible Friday night. Okay, the previous month should have been 29 days. They're going to show up in Beis Din and testify that they saw the moon, and then Rosh Chodesh will be Shabbos. Otherwise, they don't show up on Shabbos, Beis Din is going to declare it day 31 the next day. Remember last week we had a discussion about whether Beis Din on day 31 actually waits for witnesses to show up. We said they don't. They just say, that's it, it's Rosh Chodesh, we don't have any other choice at that point. So what have you lost? Mitzvah l'kadesh al pi re'iyah. There's a mitzvah of declaring the month based on witnesses. If you wait until the next day, witnesses don't break Shabbos to get there, you've lost the mitzvah. That's why you break Shabbos to get there, says the Mechassim.
Whose mitzvah is it?
Mitzvah for Beis Din itself.
It's a mitzvah for them only?
On behalf of the nation, but yes. They're the only ones who can perform it.
Right.
So the whole purpose that they would be Mechallel Shabbos is so that they could hear, so that Beis Din could be the kind of mitzvah of
Kiddush
Al-Piriya.
You got it.
So that obviously brings questions.
Oh, it's a whole bunch of questions.
Shabbos is an Asai and a Loisat against an Asai.
Right, but this is a D'oraisa statement of do this, in the same way that you have a mitzvah Asai of bring a Karban Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And you bring your Karban Tamid even on Shabbos, even when the Karban Tamid is an Asai. Right? And Shabbos is Asai and a Los Asai and all of that.
It's specific, it's not germane.
Because the Torah tells you specifically, you do this. So that,
but we don't see this tum in any of the sources. Where does he get it from?
Yeah.
We have a Mishnah that tells you straight out Shabbat and Shluchim Yotzim.
Because what other choice do you possibly have for why we would break Shabbos for this? What other options do you have?
You have Takanasa Korban. You have two reasons given Beferish in Mishnah. Yeah. Right? So I don't quite get it, but it says clearly that it's an issue of shluchin or it's an issue of korban. Let's see, mitzvah l'kadosh say, well, nisan bel tishrei shabahem mekadshin as a chodesh al yiri.
No, because that kind of korban is tied into specifically this issue of Beis HaMikdash period v'chule. That's the Rabbanan justifying why they made their decision. Now, if you take a look in the Menachas Chinuch itself, and you can share with George also, on Jachof Aleph, the bottom of the page, at the very end of the page, the paragraph of Vehine. Okay? The first three lines of the paragraph are just summing up Rashi's view, as well as the Tosis we're going to see. But the end of the third line, Kasha Tuva, he says, I got a lot of questions. Chada, first of all, Lama b'chol Rosh Chodesh asu Rabbanan l'chalas haShabbos? Why did the Rabbanan say don't break Shabbos on all these other months? Kevada Tara Hitira, once the Torah permitted it, Umitzvah Iko l'kadesh al-pireiya. There's a mitzvah. Kiddush al-pireiya. Kasher derishu sham chafam et alach kezera eva kadesh. It's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that tells you that. V'lama asu chazal b'makom mitzvah. Why do they prohibit it when there's a mitzvah to fulfill? V'lama tzinu b'shum makom shiyu okrin din Torah b'makom mitzvah. There ain't no such thing that you're going to uproot a Torah law that says break Shabbos. Fulfill this mitzvah. And now you're just going to say no? In lo mishum siyag v'geder. Unless you have a specific reason. We have cases like that, right? The classic two examples are shofar on Rosh Hashanah, right? Where you say, don't blow shofar because of the concern he's going to carry the shofar. And then the other classic example is bir chametz, right? Bir chametz biblically begins at chatzos on Erev Pesach. We don't keep chametz till after chatzos to make sure that we're going to fulfill the biblical mitzvah. There is such a view. The Mordechai quotes from the Balei HaTosfos, a view that would keep an olive-sized amount of chametz till after chatzos. I can only assume that author, that Balei HaTosfos, who did this, didn't have a wife. That's like, my wife would kill me if I tried to keep a kezias of chametz till after chatzos on Erev Pesach.
Only had one room.
Only
had one room.
Yeah. Even still, no one keeps a gezeis of chametz, but we're missing a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. Yeah, but there's a concern that if you leave over chametz, you might come to violate a d'oraisa. So there's a siyag. There we have our reasons. So the Menachas Chinuch goes on to say, he says, it's like mila, it's like bris mila. The Torah says you break Shabbos to do bris mila. The Rabbanan don't come along and say, no, don't break Shabbos for bris mila. The mitzvah overrides Shabbos. Dinner for Kiddush HaChodesh, it overrides Shabbos. What kind of a game are you playing? And he says, if there is a siyag, maybe the issue is they felt people will come to violate Shabbos for other reasons now. If you allow it for this, then why do it for Nisan and Tishrei? Give it a cross-the-board rule. We don't break Shabbos. That's number one. That's question number one. What do you mean, Rashi, when you tell me I wrote four problems there because I wanted to make sure we could keep track of our questions. Why would the Chacham prohibit violating Shabbos for the mitzvah of Kiddush al-Piriya? That's number one. Number two is the question that I mentioned at the outset when we read the Mishnah and the Gemara. The calendar depends on Beis Din. when the Gemara says, oh my God, you're going to get the wrong day for Rosh Chodesh, there is no wrong day. There's no such thing. And so the Minchas Chinuch asks, I don't understand. If you take a look on the flip side, the first new paragraph there, Va'od, right? You see that? He first finishes up his old question. Va'od in Matzu is a siyag. If there is some kind of a siyag there, we're trying to protect. My time alo gazrul nisan v'tishrei gamkin. Then why not make the gazera for nisan and tishrei as well? V'im if they tikkun amoa those, and if it's because you want to get the luach right, what's the corruption of it if you don't violate Shabbos? Witnesses didn't show up on Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. Halava Basin Adavar Talui. It's all up to the Basin anyway. Atema Filu Mezidin and all that, right? It's up to the Basin. What's your issue here? And as far as the Beis HaMikdash and Takanas HaKarban, right? Making sure you brought the Musaf when on the right day. So you bring the Musaf the next day. Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. Silly. What are you worried about? Not only that, take a look at source number 3, please. Look at Tosfos. I was surprised that no one called me on this. I kept saying it over and over again. What are the days that Rosh Hashanah cannot happen?
Aleph Daled Vav.
Aleph Daled Vav, right? Rosh Hashanah cannot. It's Lo Adu Rosh and Lo Badu Pesach. Rosh Hashanah cannot be on a Sunday. Why? Because if you have Rosh Hashanah on a Sunday, then among the problems, Hashanah Rabbah ends up being on a Shabbos. And then you don't end up doing this practice of the Nevi'im, and there was a whole fight with the Tzedukim over it. You want to make sure every year we're going to get to do Hoshanos. So therefore, we don't ever have Rosh Hashanah turn up on a Sunday. Well, if your witnesses are pushed off, right, then Rosh Hashanah is going to be a Sunday. So Tosfos says, V'davar Tema Perusho, he quotes Rashi, and then he says, I don't understand Rashi's whole explanation for why I don't want the shluchim to go late, you're going to miss your 12 days and all that. He explains, Rashi explains that the witnesses have to break Shabbos because that's when the shluchim need to leave. The 30th day of Elul is going to be Shabbos. And the witnesses saw the month the night before. They saw the moon. They have to break Shabbos. They have to come on Shabbos. Because if they delay until Sunday, the reason why is because of Hoshana Rabbah. That's our concern. Vim Tomer, and you might ask, in fact, this is a question about the Mishnah. When the Gemara, when you said, oh, the Shluchim don't go out for Nisan and Tishrei until they hear it from the Beis Din, why did the Gemara give that explanation altogether? It's fine if the moon actually, you know, is seen visibly on the 29th, right? Or the night of the 30th. Even though Beis Din, we know for sure, is going to declare the next day, the witnesses, the shluchim, don't go immediately. So I'm concerned Beis Din might think about it a little bit, whatever, they'll make an ibur and then they'll mess up the luach. But if they didn't do the kiddush on the 30th, let the shluchim go out on day 31. You can't go any further. That's it. In other words, what is this? Waiting for the Beis Din and all that. In other words, again, let me make sure I'm asking this clearly, because I think I'm corrupting it a little bit. Tosfos has a separate question. What's this whole business of waiting for the Beis Din to say in the Kudosh? I understand if the previous month was a 29-day month, right? So then, you have to wait until the next day to hear Beis Din say Mekudosh. Because maybe Beis Din will decide, for whatever reasons, we're waiting an extra day. But the case that's under discussion here is where the witnesses saw it Friday night. Day 30 was Shabbos. The witnesses didn't show up. It's now Motzai Shabbos for day 31. Why are the Shluchim waiting to hear Beis Din declare Mekudosh? What are they waiting for? Everybody knows what's going to happen. Because again, you can't go an extra day. There's nothing left. Why are the shluchim dallying with Zay Shabbos? Let him get going. What is this about? V'yesh lomar, as the Tosfos says, you could say the gazru hai atu hai mishum de b'shar chadashim yotzin azev v'zeh mi ba'eret. Maybe it's because when it's a 29 day month, then you don't want them going out. So therefore, they said even for a 30 day month, don't let them go out. Let them wait to hear. Maybe Tosfos.
Well, what's the common denominator every year then?
That
doesn't apply. Maybe that's why they're waiting.
But the witnesses don't need to know one way. The shluchim don't need to know one way or the other. Beis Din is supposed to do it al pi ri'ya. But in this month, Beis Din isn't going to do it al pi ri'ya anyway. Right? Think about it. Beis Din isn't going to do it al pi ri'ya. Once you go to a 30 day. If the moon visible.
But even if the witnesses are here? Well, it's not the ri'ya because the ri'ya was before.
Yeah. Yeah, the Re'iya would have set it up as Rosh Chodesh being on Shabbos. This was also that we discussed last week or the week before, that if the Shluchim, I'm sorry, if the Edim don't show, right? If the moon was visible on the night, on Friday night, and witnesses don't show up until Sunday, so you're making it a 30-day month, then it's not Kiddush Al Pi Re'iya. Because, in fact, the Re'iya contradicts what the Beis Din is doing.
So the Re'iya has a defined time.
Yeah. Well, the Re'iya is, I saw the moon on time. You should have made it a 29-day month. And Beis Din makes it a 30-day month. That's not Kiddush Al Pi Re'iya at all. So the Minchas Chinuch tries to solve all four of our questions by turning to the Rambam and his approach to Kiddush HaChodesh L'Mafreya, retroactive, or delayed, as I'm calling it here, Kiddush HaChodesh. This is a remarkable idea. I never heard of such a thing. This was brand new to me. Source number 4. Take a look at this Rambam. Beis Din sheyashvu kol yom shloshim v'lo bo edim. The Beis Din sat there all day long on day 30. Witnesses didn't show. V'ishkimu b'neshef, so they got up the next morning, early in the morning. V'ibru es hachodesh k'mo shebiyanu b'perek zeh. They declared the month 30 days, as we discussed already. V'achar arbo chamisha yamim. And then 4 or 5 days later, bo edim rachokim. Witnesses came from far away. They said, sorry, it took us a long time to get here. V'he'idu shero es hachodesh b'zmano shul el shloshim. And they said, you know what? We saw it on time. V'afilu bo b'sof hachodesh. Even if they show up at the end of the month, and say that. What do we do? Ma'aymin aleihen iyum gadol. We try desperately to intimidate them. Umatrifim osam b'sheilos. We confuse them with questions. What did you see? Was this what you saw? Did the moon look like? Did the moon look like a flower wearing a dress? Whatever we can do to try to fool them into not presenting proper testimony. Umatrichan alein bebedikos. We ask them question after question. Umedaktikin beedusan. We find points to pick at in their testimony. Umeshtalin beisin shaloyu kachu chodesh zeh. Ho v'yatashmo me'uber. They'll do anything they can to keep the calendar as is. However, halacha tezayim. V'amamdu ho'edin beedusan. If the witnesses stand firm. V'nimzeis mechuvenes. And the testimony is found to match. The witnesses fit. And the witnesses are known, understanding people. They're trustworthy people. The nechra ha'edus karoy, and it's been properly investigated. You know what we do? Mekachinoso. You declare the previous month was 29 days. You send out an email. It says, oops, we had the wrong day. Yeah. We corrupt everything. The whole thing's gone. You go back and you do a whole recount from day 30, what was day 30 of the previous month now becomes day 1 of the new month, since the moon was seen at the proper time. How do you like that? Apparently. Yeah, apparently you have to do something. You have to go look at Horios to see what exactly you're going to do. But Beis Din gave a hurrah, and everybody got everything wrong. This is a mind-boggling concept. Take a look on the next page. Alacha Yizayin. V'imhutzichu Beis Din laniach chodesh zema uber kishahaya kodim shavau elu ha'edim manichin. What if you needed that month to be ma'uber for some other reason? So he says, then you leave it that way. V'zeu sh'amru ma'abrin es ha'chodesh l'tzarach, as the Gemara says, sometimes you have to do it. V'yesh min ha'chachamim ha'gedolim mi she'cholek b'davar zeh. There is, among the ha'chachamim ha'gedolim, somebody who disagrees with this. V'omer la'olam ein ma'abrin es ha'chodesh l'tzarach, ha'ol ba'edim mekachin ve'em ha'ayim an'alayim, takes the view that you don't intimidate them, you don't whatever, and you don't do ibur l'tzarach. Then the Rambam says in halacha yirches, you should know, this won't happen in every month. There's a limit to how far we're going to go with this. Yeroi Ali, it appears to me, She'ein machlokes hachachamim b'davar zeh ela b'sha'ar chadashim chutz mi nisan v'tishrei. This is only the debate about whether we'll intimidate them is other months, not nisan and tishrei. Obey de nisan v'tishrei shabav achar she'avru haragalim. Or if they come in after Yom Tov is over. Shekvar nasa mashanasa v'avar zmana karbanos uzmana moedos. Avalim bawa edim benisam v'tishrei kodem chatsia chodesh mekavlan edusam ve'emin aymen aleyen klal she'en ma'aymen ala edim she'idu v'al chodesh shiru v'zmano kedei la'abra. He says everybody agrees that if they show up before Pesach, before Sukkot, then we are going to fit, we're going to listen to them. The debate about whether to listen to them or not is after Yom Tov. Am I going to roll back Pesach? Am I going to roll back Sukkot?
It really boggles the mind.
Yes.
First of all, the whole reason that you're doing this is one of the reasons is because of Hashanah Rabbah.
Yeah.
Right? So in order to be Mekayim Hashanah Rabbah, which is a minhag, is not a raisa, to do what you're going to allow Klal Yisrael to be over the Shabbosim.
Are they over?
L'chayra.
Why?
If it's just because it's retroactive.
But whatever Beis Din says goes. No one has violated Navera because Beis Din said. It's Beis Din's problem. If Beis Din tells me, and I have every reason to trust them, that today is Yom Kippur, or today is Sukkot, or whatever it is, that's what I do. I'm going to follow what Beis Din says to the ends of the earth.
You're going to cause all kinds of problems with the...
With the
Pesach as well.
Yeah. You're going to cause... I mean, this is no end of trouble. Where in the world did the Rambam get this idea? So the Lecha Mishnah has a whole thing. I can't understand what the Lecha Mishnah is talking about. I read through it. I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't make heads or tails of it. Fortunately, there's a footnote of the Minchas Chinuch in our edition that sends you to the Yerushalmi. Take a look at source number 5. Bamar Rabbi Yossi Barabi Bun. It's a little innocent line. It's the very end of the first parak of Rosh Hashanah. Last line in the parak. Rabbi Yossi Barabi Bun says, V'lola mafreya hu kadosh. Mikevan shu kadosh lamafreya. Who Yom, who Laila? What in the world is he talking about? He asks a question. Isn't it Kadosh even retroactively? Since it is Kadosh even retroactively, day and night are the same. Where is that about? So take a look at the Karban Ha'eda, where he explains what we're talking about. The Karban Ha'eda explains, V'lo Mafreyu Kadosh, Imbo Eidin B'Yom Aleph. Witnesses show up on Sunday. And they say, we saw them on Friday night. It would be Mekudesh retroactively. That's the basis for the Rambam's idea. So then why do witnesses need to walk at night at all? Why are witnesses traveling Friday night? Right? Rabbi Yosef Abun asks the logical question. Once you tell me I can fix the calendar retroactively, so let the Eidim wait for Shabbos. What's the difference? Umishani, and they answer, Kevin Shu Kadosh Lamafreya, since it is Kadosh retroactively, Ein Chiluk Ben Yom Lalaila, Daf Bayom Ha'yutzvich Lachalo Shabbos. He asks the question of why are they going Friday night, and the answer back to him is then why are they going on Shabbos at all? Ela, Karchach Lomar De Lahayk De Lakadish Bizmano Nami Machal and Esa Shabbos. The answer is that in order to get it on time, we do break Shabbos. And once we're breaking it, we'll do it for Friday night, we'll do it for Shabbos day. So that's the Rambam source. I agree with you. This is bizarre. And it puts the Jewish people generally in a very odd position. I think if this were to happen even once, for years to come, people would be, are you serious? Are you sure? You know what it's like? It's like the Ibra discussion. Beis Din is not allowed to, how does it work? They're not allowed to be Ma'aber the year once Nisan starts. Right? Once you have Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're not allowed to. Why? Because everybody's going to start their preparation at the beginning of Nisan. This is old school, before they start preparing for Purim. But theoretically, they start their preparation for Pesach at the beginning of the month of Nisan. They're getting all ramped up. And then the week before Pesach, Beis Din sends out a message saying, sorry, no, this is Adar Sheni. So you can't have that happen. Therefore, the rule is Ein Ma'aber Nisan B'Nisan. Once you hit Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you can no longer declare it Adar Sheni. Right? The Gemara says, why? Because no one's going to take you seriously anymore. They're going to say, why should I prepare for Pesach? They're just going to call this Adar Sheni. Similarly here, I think the first time Beis Din says, sorry, we had it wrong, no one's going to trust them anymore because of this point of, well, how am I supposed to trust them to get this right? That's the Rambam. So how does this Rambam solve our problems? So I'm going to do this outside of the Minchas Chinuch because we're short on time. But go back and look at the questions that we posed. Question number one. Why would the Chachamim prohibit violating Shabbos for the mitzvah of Kiddush al Pi Re'iyah? Right? Why would they say, don't break Shabbos? There's a mitzvah, right? So the answer is, there is no mitzvah element left. Because Kiddush al Pi Re'iyah, it'll take place after Shabbos. Right? Kiddush al Pi Re'iyah will take place whenever they show up. The witnesses won't travel on Shabbos. The witnesses will show up on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday for all I care. And we'll still get it right. And we'll still do Kiddush al Pi Re'iyah. That's number one. Question number two was, the calendar depends on Beis Din.
But you go to Mafreya.
Yeah, just go to Mafreya. That's all.
You still get that mitzvah. You still get that part of it.
But you do get that mitzvah. Right. You just get the mitzvah on Wednesday instead of getting it on Shabbos. Number two, our question of, why not just leave it to Beis Din? The answer is, you can't just leave it to Beis Din to do the wrong day, because it's going to be corrected later when the witnesses finally make it. That's why I don't want to wait till later. Question number three was, why didn't we mention in the Gemara the concern about Sunday Lo Adu Rosh? The answer is, because it isn't going to end up being Sunday. Right? It's going to end up being Shabbos. It'll take a while to get there, but eventually they'll figure it out. And then question number four, why are the Shluchim bothering to wait? Right? You know it's going to be day 31.
But you don't know it.
The answer is you don't. Because the witnesses might show up on Sunday and say, we saw the moon on time Friday night, and then retroactively they're going to say, okay, yesterday was day one. For other months, they would go out early, because it's unlikely that witnesses are going to show up late. Realistically, this isn't a normal expectation. Yeah. But that's the concern for these months. Okay. We can apply this idea of the Rambam not just to answer our four questions, but also to the view of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadok. Last time we learned this, we talked about the debate about when you do Kiddush HaChodesh and when you don't. I brought you the sources in number 7 here to refresh. The Mishnah says, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudosh V'chalamon Unachav Mekudosh Mekudosh. You have a whole big celebration, right? Bein Shener Bismano, Bein Shalon Nera Bismano Mekadshin Oso. Whether it's visible on time or not, you declare Mekudosh. 29 day month, 30 day month, doesn't matter. Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok disagrees. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Omer Im Lo Nera Bismano Ein Mekadshin Oso. He says, if the moon is not visible on time, you don't do Kiddush HaChodesh. If it's a 30-day month, you don't do it. Why? Shekvar kichu shamayim. Because they already did it upstairs. Tosfos explains, it's source number 8. Shekvar kichu shamayim. They already did the kiddush upstairs. Yesh mefarshim. Some explain that to mean, the Beis Din shamala mekachin oso la'olam bish'as hamolad. That the Beis Din upstairs did it, bish'as hamolad, at the time of the molad. Right? Then Beis Tosfos goes on to a discussion about it, but that's the key point. That some explain that Beis Din upstairs is doing it at the time that it's correct. Okay. So he's telling me that for a 30-day month, we're not going to say Mekudosh because Beis Din did it upstairs. For a 29-day month, we're going to declare Mekudosh. Right? So perhaps Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadok believes the following regarding 30-day months. There are two possibilities for a 30-day month. Either the moon should have been visible, but witnesses didn't show up, or the moon really isn't going to be visible until day 30, right? Until day 31, actually. Those are your two options. If the moon really should not have been seen, right? If the moon it's a late month. That's just the way it works with the molad. Then they're mekadesh in shamayim, because even if witnesses showed up for day 29, we would reject them. Right? They're bad witnesses. If witnesses show up for day 29 and say, we saw the moon, Beis Din knows, because they've done their calculations, that it's not true. They're going to reject the Edom. So if the moon really should not have been seen until day 30, if the previous month astronomically is supposed to be a 30-day month, then Beis Din is going to say, and then Beis Din upstairs is going to say, good, we're Mekadesh it as a 30-day month. If the moon should have been seen, right? if the moon really should have been visible, then we actually are Mekadesh for day 31. Let me rephrase. I'm sorry. Let me make sure that I'm being clear here. Tosfos says that the argument of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon is that Beis Din upstairs does the kiddush, right? Beis Din upstairs actually does the kiddush when it's a 30-day month, right? So if the moon really isn't visible until then, I understand. Beis Din Shalmala does the kiddush based on a 30-day calendar because that's what it was supposed to be, right? If, however, the moon was visible and it's just that witnesses didn't show, why does Beis Din upstairs do the kiddush for day 30? Beis Din upstairs shouldn't do the kiddush for day 30. It's wrong. It says it was a 29-day month. Why is Beis Din upstairs doing kiddush? Why is Beis Din upstairs declaring Rosh Chodesh on the wrong day?
Who says they do?
That's what he told me. That's what he said. He said. Yeah. We don't do the kiddush
because they did it
upstairs. But why did they do it upstairs? It was wrong. It was wrong. The moon. It should have been a 29-day month. So the answer may be, this is the first idea floated in the Minchas Chinuch, that maybe it's true. Maybe Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadok was being very careful with his words. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadok said, "Im lo nira bizmano, ein mekachin oso." If the moon is not visible on time, right? If the moon is not visible on time, meaning it wouldn't have been visible. Astronomically, this should have been a 30-day month. Then they do it upstairs, right? Then we don't say Mekudosh. But if the moon was visible, and it's just that witnesses didn't show, then maybe we, in fact, do say Mekudosh. Maybe Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok is going to split the 30-day months and say it depends on. If it's an astronomical 30-day month, we don't say Mekudosh. If it's just human error 30-day month, then in fact we do say Mekudosh. Maybe that's what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok is actually saying. However, there are three problems with this. Problem number one with this statement is that the Rambam doesn't actually say that we split these months. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, and he doesn't say we don't say Mekudosh or we do say Mekudosh depending on what type of a 30-day month. That's number one. Number two, he actually describes it. If you look at source number 9, Kishma Abed based in Ashachodesh Mipnei Shelo Bo Eidim Kol Yom Shloshim. He says when we do the Ibur, because witnesses didn't show up, not because the moon wasn't visible. In a later discussion in the Perek, the Rambam is going to say based in sat all day, and witnesses didn't show. According to the Rambam, if by their calculations the witnesses can't show, Beis Din doesn't even convene. We discussed that a while back, like a month ago. Rather, you have to say they never say Mekudosh for a Mali. You have to assume, this is what the Mechas Chinuch concludes, that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok is saying you never say Mekudosh for a Mali. If it's an astronomical 30-day month, meaning the moon wasn't visible, then you understand. Beis Din said Mekudosh upstairs for the previous month to be a 30-day month. What about if it's just that the witnesses didn't show?
Yeah.
Then why is it that we don't say Mekudosh? Not because they didn't do it upstairs, but because you've told me that what's going to happen in this month. If witnesses didn't show, you know what could happen? A week from now, witnesses might show up. If you declare Mekudosh, you make a whole big ceremony, and the basin declares Mekudosh, and everybody says Mekudosh, Mekudosh in response, you know what's going to happen? You're going to look like an idiot in 5 days when you say, just kidding. Right? You don't want that. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok is saying, you don't say Mekudosh for an astronomical one because Kivar Kitshu Bashamayim, and for a human error one because you're going to end up recanting later on. That's the Menchas Chinuch's brilliant suggestion. The problem, I think, is Iker Chasam and HaSefer, the Mishnah should have said so. If that was really our concern, why do we only bring the explanation of Kivar Kitshu Shamayim? We didn't bring the explanation of you're going to end up having to eat your words a week later. That's my problem with it. But it's a brilliant idea. I think it's very interesting. So again, just a little review here to make sure we actually understood what we're talking about, because that's always a bonus. The Mishnah told us that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the witnesses were Machalel, right, for all the months. But now only for Tishrei and Nisan. The Rabbanan said, only for Tishrei and Nisan, Takanas HaKarban and all, fine. We asked four questions. Number one, why did the Rabbanan clamp down and say, don't break Shabbos? Now you're going to miss the opportunity for Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah? To which our answer is, you're not missing the opportunity for Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. You're just going to do it a few days later. We asked question number two. The luach depends on the Beis Din. What do you mean when you say you're going to have the wrong day? There's no such thing as the wrong day. The answer is, yeah, it will turn out to be the wrong day, because Beis is going to end up recanting later on, and it'll turn out to have been the wrong day. Our third question was, why did the Gemara mention the concern that this is going to turn out to be lo adu rosh? You have the wrong day for Rosh Hashanah, and it'll be a Sunday and all that. The answer is, it won't be a Sunday. And in terms of the fourth question, why is it that the shluchim have to sit and wait to hear the Beis Din say it? They know it's going to be a 30-day month. The answer is, they don't know, because if the witnesses show up late and say it should have been 29, we're actually going to follow them. And then...
What do you mean? So then how long do they have to wait?
They have to wait to hear the Beis Din say Mekudosh. Once they hear the Beis Din Mekudosh, they don't have to worry, now Beis Din may later roll it back. That far we don't go, otherwise they'll never get anywhere. Right. Then the last bit was Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok said, we don't do Kiddush for a Malay, where the previous month was a 30-day month. Kiddushu Shamayim, which Tosis explained to mean basin upstairs took care of it. We asked, well, does that mean he's saying that their Mekadesh in Shamayim, if the moon should have really been seen, basin upstairs is going to make the wrong day? How does that make any sense? So maybe he only means that's for the ones where it was an astronomical male. We dumped that because the Rambam's language doesn't sound like that at all. And we suggested perhaps for an astronomical male, the reason is Krakichu Shamayim, basin did it upstairs. For a human error male, the reason is because they're going to have to recant later on. I love this. This is bizarre, but very fun. All right, go.